弟兄姊妹，我们来读起初旧约的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Old Testament.
我们念创世纪。
Let's read on Genesis.
四十九章。
Chapter 49.
十八节。
Verse 18.
创世纪四十九章。
Genesis 49.
十八节
Verse 18
我们就念一句
We will just read this verse
耶和华我向来等候你的救恩
I have waited for your salvation, O Lord
这是雅各临终以前的一个祷告，也是他最后的一个祷告。
This is Jacob's last prayer, right before he died.
他说：“耶和华，我向来等候你的救恩。”
And he said, "I have waited for your salvation, O Lord."
啊，我们来念诗篇二十四篇。
Now we will read Psalm 24.
我们念二十四篇，我们从第三节，我们念到第六节，三到六。
We will read from verse 3 to 6.
谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节，心清，不可不想虚妄。岂是不怀诡诈的人第五节
Verse 5
他必蒙耶和华赐福底下一句话很重要
The following verse is very important
又蒙救他的神使他成义上面他必蒙耶和华赐福这个师父我们可以理解为我们因信我们称义了我们得到了生命。
Verse 5, he shall receive blessing from the Lord. This blessing as we understand is that we have been justified by faith and we have received his life.
正像大卫所说的在行为以外被称为义的人这人实在是有福的。实在是有福的。
Just as David says that he who is justified apart from his deeds, blessed is he.
像我们都是蒙福的儿女。
I believe we are all blessed children of God.
我们都是神在我们行为以外被称为义的人。
We are justified apart from our deeds.
他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他。诚意不但是诚意还要诚意不但诚圣我们还要
So he also received righteousness from God of his salvation Not only are we justified by faith But also will receive his righteousness And we will become sanctified
好第六节
Verse 6
这是寻求耶和华的族类是寻求你面的雅各这里特别提到了雅各
This is Jacob the generation of those who seek him who seek your face This verse speaks especially Jacob
好我们再来看一出以赛亚书六十二章
Isaiah 62
第一节
Verse 1
第二节就请你念吧我们看以赛亚书六十二章第一节第二节
Isaiah chapter 62 verses 1 and 2 For Zion's sake I will not hold my peace and for Jerusalem's sake I will not rest until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a lamp that burns The Gentiles shall see your righteousness, and all kings your glory. You shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name.
这里特别注意第二节，列国不见你的，必见你的公义，列王必见你的荣耀。下面这句话，你必得新名的称呼，你必得新名的称呼，一个新的名，一个新的名的称呼，是耶和华亲口所起的。
Note especially in verse 2, the Gentiles shall see your righteousness and all kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord will name.
好，我们最后我们看新约加拉太书第五章第五节。
Lastly, Galatians chapter 5, verse 5.
加拉太书第五章第五节。
Chapter 5 of Galatians, verse 5.
我想加拉太书我们都知道是一本因信称义的一卷书，同罗马书很相似。
We know Galatians is a book about justification by faith. It is very similar to Romans.
第五节。
Verse 5.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的那个义。
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
我想保罗在这里说，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候那个所盼望的义。这个义到底是什么义？
Now Paul here says that we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Exactly what kind of faith, righteousness is this?
我刚刚就讲过，加拉太书讲因信称义。
I just mentioned that Galatians speaks of the justification by faith.
我们称义不是靠行为。
So we're justified not by deeds.
不是靠遵守律法。
Not by obeying all the laws.
不是靠着什么功德。
Nor by any merit.
是因着信。
Simply by faith.
那么这卷书我们已经看见，我们都加拉太的圣徒已经因信称义了。
In this epistle, we also see all the Galatian saints have been justified by faith.
但是保罗为什么还要在这里说，你们要靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的那个义？这个义到底是什么义
？Why is Paul still saying that you have to wait for the hope of righteousness by faith?Through the Holy Spirit.
是不是他们得的意义还不完全，还不完整？
Is it
还不完美？
Is it the righteousness they have received is still incomplete, not perfect yet?
我想不是。
I don't think so.
他们所得的意义就是神的意义。
The righteousness they received is the righteousness of God.
这个意义是绝对完全，绝对完美，绝对完整的，一点没有欠缺的，这就是神的意义，他们得着了。
Which is absolutely complete, perfect, without any missing parts.
那为什么保罗说你们还要等候哪一个义？
Then why the apostle says you have to wait for the righteousness?
我们低头祷告。
You head bow, please. Let's pray.
主，我们就一个祷告，给我们智慧和启示的灵。
Lord, we just have one prayer that give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
照亮我们里面的眼睛。
Enlighten our inner heart.
让我们能够真知道你。
So that we will truly know you.
知道我们的恩召有何等大的指望。
Know what is the hope of our calling.
你在圣徒中所得的基业又是何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what are the riches of the inheritance of you in all the brethren.
你的能力在信的人身上又显得何等的浩大。
And what is the greatness of the faith that you exert among all those who believe in you?
主啊，我们屈膝在你的跟前，求你就把这样一个灵赐给我们。
Oh Lord, we all bow our knees before you. Give us this kind of spirit.
不叫我们再做糊涂的人。
So that we will not be foolish.
让我们能够明白你的旨意。
So that we will understand.
明白你恩召的指望。
We will understand the calling, the hope of call, your calling.
主，愿你今天早晨与我们同在。
Lord, be with us all in this morning.
我们只求一件事与我们同在。
Oh Lord, we just ask for one thing.
我们只求一件事，给我们智慧和启示的灵。
We ask for your presence and we ask for the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
我们在这里不只是听一篇道。
We're not here sitting and listening to a sermon.
我们愿意在这里遇见我们的主。
But here, Lord, we want to meet you.
愿我们的主也遇见了我们。
And may our Lord also meet us.
让你每一句话都能够摸到我们的心。
So that every word of yours will touch our heart.
愿你每一句话都带着能力，带着亮光，带着。
Let every word of yours come with power, enlightenment.
求主用真理使我们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Oh Lord, sanctify us by your word, that is the truth.
主，你曾救我们，现在还要救我们。Lord, 我们指望你将来还要拯救我们。
Lord, you saved us, you are saving us, and we believe that you will save us in the age to come.
让我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，我们能够得着这个义。
So that by faith through the Holy Spirit, we will receive this righteousness.
愿今天早晨主在我们中间得着高举，得着荣耀。
O Lord, this morning may you be highly exalted among us.
主，我们求你向我们施恩，我们的心等候你。
Lord, show us your grace. Our hearts wait for you.
这样祷告祈求，是耶稣基督的名。
We ask and pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
啊，我想今天我接受同体用姊妹交通，啊，我称上一次同体用的交通的题目，那就是又宝贵又极大的应许。
This morning I will continue to fellowship with you on the same theme that I shared with you last time. That is the exceedingly great and precious promises.
我们还记得我用的是彼得后书第一章。
Do you recall that I used the Second Peter chapter 1?
彼得说神的圣能已经将生命和金钱的事赐给了我们。
Peter said that by God's divine power he has given to us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
加因为我们认识了那位用荣耀和美德召我们的主。
In the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue.
他有极把极宝贝有极大的应许赐给了我们。
And by which the exceedingly great and precious promises have been given to us.
什么是那一个又宝贵又极大的应许呢？
And what are these exceedingly great and precious promises?
彼得接下来说，
Peter continued to say,
叫你们脱离世俗情欲来的败坏，能够与神的那一个性情能够有份。
That you could escape from the corruption that is in the world through lust.That you could be partakers of his divine nature.
接下来他又讲了很多话。
And then he continues to say many things.
所以你们要格外的殷勤。
Therefore, you should be all diligent.
使你们的恩召和拣选能够坚定不移。
To make secure your calling and election.
好叫你们丰丰富富的进入主救主，我们耶稣基督。永远的那一个国。
So an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
最后能够叫我们丰丰富富的进入主耶稣基督那个永远的国。
In the end, an entrance will be so provided to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这就是极大有宝贝的有宝贝又极大的那个应许。
Brothers and sisters, this is the exceedingly great and precious promise.
弟兄姊妹，我们若是看保罗的书信，我们也看见保罗同样的话。
As you read Paul's epistles, you could see the same passage.
保罗在罗马书第八章说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处，就是按照他旨意所招的人。
In Romans 8, we read that all things work together for good to those who love God.Those who are called according to his purpose.
他预先知道的，他预先知道的，他就预定下来。
Whom he knew beforehand, he predestined.
预定什么？
What did he predestine?
让他们能够摸成神儿子的那一个形象。
So that it could be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
那就是彼得所讲的与神的性情能够有份。
And this is what Peter says here, to be partakers of his divine nature.
让他的儿子在许多的弟兄中做长子。
So that his son will be the firstborn among many brethren.
他所预定的就招他们来，招他们来的就称他们为义，称他们为义的就是叫他们得着荣耀。
Whom he foreknew him, he predestined, whom he predestined him, he called. Whom he called, he justified. Whom he justified, him glorified.
称义叫他们得着荣耀。
Justified and then give them glory.
弟兄姊妹，什么是叫荣耀？
Brothers and sisters, what is glory?
荣耀这个字很难解释。
This word is very hard to explain.
很多时候我们一想到荣耀，就是一个大的光，一个光辉，一个大的荣耀的光辉。
Whenever we think of glory, we think of this brightness of a tremendous light.
就像保罗在大马士，扫罗在大马士见到那个极大的荣耀，极大的荣光向他照亮。
Just as Paul, when he was in Damascus, he saw this great bright light shining upon him.
比太阳的光还要亮。
Brighter than the beam of the sun.
所以他的眼睛瞎掉了。
Therefore, his eyes were blinded.
我们想到荣耀，我们常常会从这方面去想。
Whenever we think of this, we will think in this viewpoint.
我不知道有一天我们身体改变，我们是不是我们的身上也有这样一个荣光发挥出来？我不知道。
I don't know if one day our body has been transformed, that if our body would also send out this kind of brightness, I don't know.
可能有这样的荣耀，也可能没有这样。
Maybe we will have this kind of glory, maybe not.
假如保罗所讲的荣耀是彼得所讲的荣耀，这是这样一个荣耀。那这个荣耀又是另外一种虚空。
However, if the glory that Peter or Paul talk about is like this kind of a glory is simply futile.
我想这里的荣耀给我们看得很清楚。
I believe the glory that's spoken here shows us so clearly.
这个荣耀就是当我们能够磨成神儿子的形象。
That's the glory when we are conformed to the image of the Son of God.
这个荣耀就是让我们能够有神的那个性情。
This glory will enable us to be partakers of His divine nature.
这个荣耀就是当我们有了神的性情，有了基督的那个形象，我们能够成为那建造新耶路撒冷的那一个。
This is the glory when we are able to become the materials to build the new Jerusalem, when we are partakers of His divine nature, when we are conformed to the image of the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，这叫荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, this is called glory.
在来世，在永世的里面，新天新地的里面。
In the age to come, in the eternity, in the new heaven and new earth.
叫神得着荣耀，我们也得着荣耀，这叫荣耀。
This is the glory that will glorify our God and also enables us to be glorified.
感谢神，这是神的应许。
We thank God that this is God's promise.
神无论有多少的应许，在基督里面都是是的，都是阿们的。
For as many as are His promises, they are amen in Him.
这个荣耀永远不会的落空的。
This glory will never have taken no effect.
这个应许永一定会的实现的。
And this promise will be brought to pass.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
神已经允许了。
God has promised.
所以难怪保罗在哥林多前书第二章，他对哥林多教会怎么讲。
No wonder Paul said this in 2 Corinthians to the Corinthian church.
他说我在完全人中间，我也将智慧。
That he said that among the mature, I also speak of wisdom.
但是我所讲的智慧不是世上的智慧。
But the wisdom I'm talking about is not wisdom of the
world. 我所讲的智慧也不是在世上那个将要败坏有权有位将要败坏人的那个智慧。
Nor is the wisdom of the rulers who will soon pass away in the world.
保罗说我在完全人中间所讲的智慧是什么智慧呢？
So Paul says, what is the wisdom that I talk about among the mature?
就是神。在隐藏在神里面的那个智慧。
This is the wisdom that's hidden in God.
什么智慧？
What wisdom?
就是神在万事之前预定我们的造荣耀。
The wisdom is the glory that God has predestined before all ages for us to receive this glory.
在万事以前，还没有世界以前，还没有宇宙以前，还没有我自己以前。
Before all ages, that's before the universe, before the creation, before all the material things.
在时间的以前，在空间的以前。
Before time, before space.
感谢神，神预定我们要得着这个荣耀。
We thank God that He has predestined us to receive this glory.
这是神的应许典柜。
And this is God's plan, this is God's counsel, His purpose.
保罗写信给提撒罗尼迦教会，提撒罗尼迦后书第一章、第二章也提到这件事。
And Paul mentioned the same thing in the 1st and 2nd Thessalonians to the Thessalonian church.
我们知道提撒罗尼迦教会正在受试炼、受患难的中间。
We know this church is in the midst of suffering and tribulation.
保罗就写信安慰他们，勉励
Paul wrote this letter to comfort them, to encourage them.
保罗说, 我要应你们, 我要夸口。
Paul says that I will boast of you.
他为他们夸口什么?
What is that he boasts of them?
你们在一切的患难逼迫中, 你们还是有信心, 还是有忍耐。
That in the midst of all the tribulation and affliction, you still have patience and still have faith.
这证明神公义判断的明证。
And this is the evidence of the righteous judgment of God.
你们是配得这个国, 你是, 你们是为这个国。 受苦难,
that you're worthy of this kingdom, that you suffer for this kingdom.
但是你们说说苦难有什么结果呢?
But what is the outcome of your suffering?
感谢主, 他在第二章就讲了,
we thank the Lord that in the second chapter he mentioned that
他说主所爱的弟兄啊,
beloved brethren of God,
你们是神起初所拣选的,
from the very beginning God has chosen you,
叫你们能够明白真道,
for election to understand the faith,
又被圣灵感动,
they move by the Holy Spirit,
成为圣洁以至于得救,
to become sanctified for your salvation.
神把这个福音叫我传给你们, 找你们到这个地步, 叫你们能够得着主耶稣基督的那一个荣光, 得着主耶稣基督的那个荣耀。
So God has given us this gospel to call you to such an extent that you will receive His glory.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Brother and sister, do you see it here?
神的应许一定要成就在我们这些蒙救主的儿女身上。
God's promise will definitely come to pass among all of us who have been saved.
弟兄姊妹我们的神拯救我们他救赎最终的目的就是这个。
Brother and sisters, our God has saved us, and His ultimate goal is this.
叫我们因信称义, 我上次讲了, 不过是一个开始, 不过是一个起头。
As I mentioned last time, justification by faith is simply the very beginning of this salvation.
让我们得到一个地位,
which gives us this standing.
这个地位就是成圣成义的地位。
This standing is for us to be justified, to be sanctified.
保罗在哥林多前书第六章说, 你们过去是这样, 但是现在呢, 你们奉着主耶稣基督的名, 使出神的灵, 已经洗净成圣成义了。 这是地位。
Now, in 2 Corinthians, Paul says this, that some of you were like this, but now you have been washed, have been sanctified, have been justified by the name of Jesus Christ and by His Spirit.
已经洗净成圣成义了。
And this is justification by faith. You have been washed, being justified.
我们知道这是我们得到的一个地位。
And we know this is the position that we hold now.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
当我们称义的时候, 我们就得到了生命。
When we are justified, we receive this life.
什么叫生命?
And what is life?
就是永生。
That is everlasting life.
就是蒙了拯救。
That is, you are redeemed.
就是与神和好。
That is, you have peace with God.
得到了永远的生命。
You have received this everlasting life.
弟兄姊妹, 你们看见报纸上有, 我看见世界的报, 有一篇报道。
Brother and sister, do you read this Chinese World Journal, this newspaper?
这篇报道怎么讲的?
And what does this article say?
他说这是很好的一个消息了。
And it speaks of very good news.
他说今天的基督徒不像过去了。
The news says that today's Christians are not like Christians before.
不像过去的基督徒那样的保守。
They were not as conservative as before.
那样的瞎子。
As a limited, as restricted.
就是说只有信耶稣我们可以得永生的。
Not saying that only by believing in Jesus we could receive eternal life.
只有信耶稣我们才能得救的。
Only by believing in Jesus we could be saved.
你信其他所有的宗教,所有的救主都不能救你。
None of other religions or saviors could save you.
只有一条路,只有个救法,就是主耶稣。
And there is only this way, there is only this method, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
但他说近年来,
but the article
says,
recently this kind of condition has been greatly improved.
基督徒就不再是那样的瞎子了。
Christians are not that narrow-minded anymore.
有66%到70%的基督徒。
Between 66 to 70% among all Christians,
不一定要信耶稣才得救，不一定要信耶稣才能得永生。
Believe that it doesn't have to be solely believing in Jesus Christ to be saved, to have eternal life.
你信其他的宗教也一样可以得救，一样可以得永生。
You could also receive eternal life and be saved by believing in other religions.
实在是可怕。
It's extremely dreadful.
今天的基督徒有大部分的基督徒都认为 不一定要信靠耶稣才能得永生。
Among today's Christians, most of them believe that you don't have to solely believe in Jesus Christ to receive eternal life.
看见这个报道里面的统计，其他的宗教那个比例就更高了。
Now, if you read the article, it would give you other statistics between among other religions, and the ratio is much higher.
佛教信佛教的有88%的。
Among Buddhists, 88% of them.
他们认为不一定要信佛教，你信其他的宗教，你也可以得救；信其他的宗教，你也可以得永生的。
Agree that you don't necessarily have to believe in Buddhism to have this eternal life to be saved.
这个比例比基督徒要高得很多。
Well, this percentage is much higher than that of Christians.
他还讲到犹太教，讲到回教。他们也有这样的看法，但是他们的比例都比基督徒的那个比例来的低一点。
It also speaks of other religions like Islam.
哦，高一点，不是低一点，高一点。
And the percentage is much higher.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是今天的基督教。
Brother and sister, this is today's Christianity.
这是今天的基督徒。
And this is today's Christians.
你想一想，基督徒若是不认为只有信靠耶稣才能得救得永生的话，你说他得救了没有？
Think of this. If a Christian does not think that, unless he has to believe solely upon Jesus Christ,
你说他是真的信还是假的信？
Do you suppose he's saved? Do you know his belief is true or false?
你说他是败子还是麦子？
What do you think of this? Is he the weed or is he the true wheat?
我想我不需要来回答了。
I don't think I need to answer you.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是个悲剧。
Brother and sister, this is such a tragedy.
除他以外，别无拯救。
Apart from him, there is no other salvation.
天上地下，没有赐下别的名来，我们可以靠主得救。这个得救就得永生。
There, nor is there any name given among men under the heaven by which we must be saved, and this name is eternal life.
我们都记得约翰福音第三章十六节，我们都背得出来。
We all recall John 3:16. We can all recite it.
十七节怎么讲的
？But what is the verse 17?
信之的人有永生，不信之人得不着永生，因为他们不信神，读圣子的名。不信的人已经定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他们不信神，读圣儿子的名，他们已经罪已经定了。
He who believes in the Son of God has eternal life. He who does not believe in the Son of God, that he does not have eternal life because he does not believe in him, he is condemned.
信子的人有永生。
He who believes in the Son has eternal life.
不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他的。
He who does not believe in the Son does not have eternal life. The wrath of God is upon him.
哎呀，我们可以在圣经里找出几十处的那个经节来证明这一点。
And in reference to this point, we could find scores of passages in the Bible to prove it.
什么叫永生？
弟兄姊妹 brother and sister, what is called eternal life?
什么叫得救？
And what is to be saved?
得着主耶稣做我的生命。
To receive Jesus Christ as my life.
约翰怎么讲的？
How does John say?
这个生命是我们看见过的，这个生命是我们听见过的，是我亲手摸过的。
This life we have seen with our eyes, we have heard, our hands have touched.
我把那原与父同在的那一个生命永生传给你们。
I now declare to you the life who is with God the Father.
原与父同在。
In the very beginning.
那一个生命就是永生。
The life is with the Father, and this life is eternal life.
这个生命就是神自己。
And this eternal life is God Himself.
这个永生就是真实的。
And this eternal life is truth.
这个永生就是主耶稣基督。
And this eternal life is Lord Jesus Christ.
我将这话写给你们，叫你们可以与我们和你们彼此相交。
I declare these words to you so that we could have fellowship among one another.
我把这个永生传给你们，叫你们能够与我们相交，我们能够与父并他的儿子彼此相交。
I declare these words to you that we could have fellowship among ourselves, and our fellowship is with the Father and His Son.
弟兄姊妹，这叫永生。
Brothers and sisters, this is called eternal life.
我们能够与主有交通。
So that we could have fellowship with the Lord.
我们能够与主合一。
So that we could become one with our Lord.
我们能够与主合而为一。
So we could be unified with Him.
基督在我的灵里面，神在我灵里面，圣灵在我灵里面，三一的神在我灵里面，在我的灵里面。
Christ, God, Triune God, is in my spirit.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这叫永生。
This is called eternal life.
这叫得救。
And this is called being saved.
主耶稣在哪里？在我里面。
Where is the Lord Jesus Christ? Within me.
在我里面的哪一部分？
Which part within me?
在我的灵里面。
In my spirit.
叫我的灵活过来了。
So that my spirit is quickened.
本来这个灵是死的。
Originally, the spirit is dead.
本来这个灵是没有生命的。
It has no life.
现在有生命了。
Now it has not.
现在活过来了。
Now it has quickened.
基督是我的生命。
Christ is my life.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们来看一处罗马书第八章很重要。
Let's read one verse in Romans 8, extremely important.
罗马书的第八章。
Romans 8.
第九节。
Verse 9.
罗马书第八章第九节。
Romans 8 verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们的心里，住在你们的里面。
If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you.
我想这个心里面就是在我们灵里面。
This dwells in you means dwells in your spirit.
你们就不属肉体，属灵了。
Then you're not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
灵若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not.
基督住在你们的里面。
If Christ is in you.
不是心里，在你们的里面。
If Christ is in you.
当然，这个里面我们知道，就是在我们灵里面。
And we know this speaks of our spirit.
身体就因罪而死，灵却因什么？因义而活。
The body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is alive because of righteousness.
身体因罪而死，我们的灵因称义而活过来了。
Now your body is dead because of sin, but your spirit is alive because of being justified.
什么时候你因信称义？
Whenever you're justified by faith.
什么时候你的灵就活过来了？
Then, at that time, your spirit is quickened.
神的灵就住在你的里面。
And God's spirit dwells in you.
基督就是这圣灵住在我们的里面。
And Christ dwells in us through the Holy Spirit.
三一的神住在我们灵里面。
The triune God dwells in you.
我们感谢，这叫得救，这叫永生。
We give thanks to God, for this is called eternal life, this is called being saved.
但是
But,
这个称义不过是第一步。
This justification is simply the very first step.
不过是我们得到了一个地位。
It only gives us this status.
感谢神，什么时候你得到这个地位？这个地位是永远不会改变的，永远不会摇动的，是非常稳固、非常坚定的。
We thank God that whenever you receive this standing is firm, is established. It will never be shaken.
所以我们常常说一次得救就永远得救，就是做这个来讲的。
That's why we often say once saved, forever saved.
今天圣灵住在我们的里面，这个灵永远不会离开我们。
Today the Holy Spirit indwells us, and He will never leave us.
是的，大卫犯罪的时候，圣灵就离开了他，这是旧约。
In Old Testament, when David sinned, the Holy Spirit left him.
今天我们就是犯罪，跌倒。圣灵三而一的神不会离开我们。
Today, even we sin, we fall. The Triune God, the Holy Spirit, will never leave us.
主耶稣说：“我要永远与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
The Lord Jesus said that, "Lo, I will be with you forever until the end of the world."
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
我们的救恩是何等的可靠。
Our salvation is so sure.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们就满足了吗
？But brothers and sisters, are we satisfied? Then?
我们就到此为止了吗
？Is this the point where we stop?
很多弟兄姊妹，今天很多弟兄姊妹就到此为止。
So many brothers and sisters simply stop at this point. They feel we could be raptured to heaven. We just wait for that day.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Beloved,
我再说这不过是第一步
Allow me to say it again.
神还要叫我们能够成圣，叫我们成义。
God still wants us to be sanctified, resulting in His righteousness.
让我们有一个 practice.我们的生活行为是与我们的地位是相称的相配的
We need to have the practice of kind of living in concordance with our status
什么叫成义什么叫成圣呢
What is sanctified, what is to become righteous?
就是我们有一天有神的形象，有一天我们能够磨成基督的那个形象，神的性情。
That is, one day we have become partakers of the divine nature. We have been conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我们的神拯救我们。
Our God has saved us.
他要在我们全人的中间充满我们。
He wants to fill us, all of us, in our holy being.
神的自己要充满在我们这个全人中间。
God himself wants to fill in all our being.
他的性情、他的性格、他的生命、他的成分，不但在我们灵里面，要在我们魂里面，甚至有一天要在我们这个必死的那个属土的那个身体里面得以彰显。
His nature, his character, his life wants to be revealed not only in our spirit, in our soul, but maybe one day even in our body that's about to die.
我们来看两处圣经。
Let's read two passages.
我想这些圣经平时我们都不太注意的。
These passages we don't pay much attention to usually.
第五章，罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5.
我平时讲到很少翻圣经的，但是我觉得 这些圣经我们一定要翻来看一看，叫我们印象深一点。
I usually share the message without referring to the passage, but this verse is so important that I would like you to read along.
我们来看第五章。我们来看第十七节。
We will read verse 17.
若因一人过犯，死就因这一人做了王，何况那些受洪恩，我想我们今天都是受洪恩啊，这不单是一点点的恩典，是我们是受洪恩的 great grace， 是这个这么大的恩典的人，又蒙所赐之义的，岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
Verse 17, for if by the one man's offense death reigned through the one, much more those who receive abundance of grace. Now note here, we do not just receive a little of grace, we have received abundance, great grace.And of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
因耶稣基督一人在我们生命中作王，这个生命是指做什么来讲的？
Now we will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Now what kind of life is this?
虽然圣经里面没有告诉我们这个生命是什么生命。
Although the Bible does not tell us what kind of life.
我们都知道，在希腊文里面的生命有好几个不同的词。
We know in Greek region of The term life has a different form.
譬如说神的生命，那个永生，这个生命是 Zoe, Zoe, Z-O-E, 那个就是希腊文里面的神的生命，永远的生命。
For example, they use Zoe, this word, to refer to God's eternal life.
还有一个生命就是我们魂的生命，魂的生命是 Pusuk, 这个是我指着我们魂里面的那个生命。
And also Pusuk, which means our soulish life.
就是我们自己的生命。
And that is ourself.
就是我们魂的生命。
It's our soul life.
这就是我。
And that is I.
那就指着我的心思意念，指着我的意志，指着我的情感来讲。
It speaks of my mind, my thoughts, my emotions, my will.
当然，魂里面最重要的是我们的心思和意念是最重要的。
Of course, in the soul, the most important parts are our mind and thoughts.
心思意念以外的，那就是情感。最后呢，就是我们的意志。
And apart from this is emotion, and lastly, our will.
这叫魂的生命。
And this is called soul life.
我们还有一个身体的肉体的生命，那就是 bios, B-I-O-S.
Bios, it speaks of.
所以你就看到希腊文把这个生命分得很清楚的。
So you see, in Greek original, it has made it very clear as to what kind of life he's talking about.
弟兄姊妹，你不要说，哎呀，我们为什么要分得这么清楚？有什么意思呢？我们不要去分了，越分越讨厌。
And brothers and sisters, why don't say that? It's so tedious that why do we bother to divide it so much in detail?
我们要分得清楚啊。
Brothers and sisters, we do have to divide it.
对我们生命的长进又非常的重要。
Because it is tremendously vital to the growth of our life.
儿女就是不清楚这个。
Today, because God's children are not clear on this.
弟兄姊妹，你就是看马可福音第十二章。
If you read Mark 12.
我们记得有个文士问主耶稣说，这个诫命中间哪一条是最要紧的？
We see that a scribe came to see the Lord Jesus asking which one is the greatest among all God's commands.
主耶稣怎么回答他们？
And how does the Lord respond?
他说第一要以色列要听主耶和华是我们的主，是独一的主。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one.
是独一的主。
He is one.
你们要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你们的神。你看主耶稣分的有多清楚啊！
And、
这里有心 heart， 这里有 soul， 这里有 mind， 这里有 strength， 这个有心、有性、有意、有力。
And, but here the Lord replies in detail. He says, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart.Soul, mind, and strength.
其实这些东西我们可以混在一起讲的，对不对？
But actually, we could all mix them all up.
就是我们的心就可以了，我们全心爱主就可以了。
Simply, we just love Him.
但是主耶稣就是分得那么清楚。
But the Lord has divided in.
主分得这么清楚，我们为什么今天不分得清楚一点呢？
If the Lord has done so, why can't we do so?
为什么把很多属灵的事都很笼统的在那里讲呢？
Why do we talk about all spiritual matters in such a one stroke?
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的神，我刚刚讲，他要充满我们的全人。
Brother and sister, I just said that God today wants to fill all our being.
不但是充满我们的灵。
Not only he will fill in our spirit.
要在我们的魂里面，要被他占有。
But also our soul shall be occupied by him.
我们要有他的心思做心思，我们有他的意念做意念，我们有他的情感做情感，我们有他的意志拣选选择做我们的选择。做我们的意志。
His mind should be our minds, his emotion should be our emotion, his will should be ours, and his decision should be ours also.
我想这里的一句话就是说，让岂不是让基督一人在你们的生命中作王，不在我们的灵里面，要让他充满在我们整个我们的全人，我们的魂的里面。
So not only should he fill us in our spirit, but also in our whole.Soul, that's why he could reign in our life.
今天这是最大最大的一个难处。
And today, this is the greatest difficulty we face.
我今天可能没有时间交通道了。
Today, I might not have enough time to share on that.
一直到有一天，我们这个身体也被他的生命、被他的性情充满。
Only until that day when the whole body is filled up with His divine nature.
那就是我们有一天出来的时候，我们身体要改变的时候。
And that's the very day when the Lord comes again, our body will be transformed.
弟兄姊妹，我们还是翻出《哥林多后书》第五章。
Now, brothers and sisters, we now need to refer to another passage.
这是全备的救恩。
And this is the full salvation, 2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第四节
Verse 4
弟兄翻到了、啊、我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦
For we who are in this tent groan being burdened
我想这就是我上次同弟兄姊妹重点讲到的我们今天我们有劳苦我们今天有叹息我上次特别讲到现在很流行的一本书在基督教中那就是 Your best life now你们最好最完美的生命就是在现在
This is the main point I share with you in my last passage a message that we today we have burden we are sighing and do you recall the book the most popular one now the very best life today that you have that's what the book is talking about
我们最完美的生命生活不是现在
The a perfect life that we have is not now
我们现在是最 worst最差的生命
The life we have now is the worst
为什么
The worst living now we have
保罗在这里讲得很清楚我们在这帐篷里面又劳苦又叹息
Here Paul says it so clearly that in this tent we will be groaning and we will have toil
他说我并非愿意脱下这个乃是愿意穿上那个好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了叫我这个必死死的被什么吞灭了？被生命，神的生命，永远的生命，神的性情，神的生命，神的成分充满。
For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be enclosed, but further closed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life. What kind of life? It's the divine nature, the character of God, the content of God's nature. That will fill us.
感谢主，有一天我们的身体要改变，就像主耶稣基督那个荣耀的身体一样。
We thank the Lord that one day our body will be transformed just like the glorious body of our Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？从灵开始。
Brothers and sisters, do you see this here? Starting from spirit.
到魂。
To soul.
到身体。
To body.
被神充满。
We'll all be filled by Him.
弟兄姊妹，这是神救赎我们最重要达到的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the ultimate purpose of God's salvation.
我们因信称义，不过是要达到最终目的的一个过程。
Justification by faith is simply in one part of the whole progress.
还只是一个起头。
Salvation is just the beginning.
我们还要经过漫长的岁月。
We still have to go through this long and protracted time.
一直到主耶稣再来的。
Until the Lord Jesus comes again.
在这个整个一段的时间，就是我们魂得救的一个时候。
And in this whole period of time, this is a time for our soul to be saved.
就是我们要磨成神儿子的形象，我们要得着神的性情。
This is the time in which we will be conformed to the image of God's Son and have become the partaker of his divine nature. We thank the Lord that he has
this promise.
And this promise will never take into effect. As long as you have this position,
你一定有一天会成圣，要成义。
One day you will be sanctified, you will become righteous.
当你达到最高峰的时候，就是你得荣耀的时候。
When you come to the pinnacle, then that's the time you receive your glory.
神的应许不会落空的。
God's promise will never have
taken
into effect.
神的恩召和拣选是永远不会后悔的。
And God'sGifts and calling are irrevocable.
为什么神的恩召和拣选他不会后悔呢？
Why is so that his gifts and calling are irrevocable?
因为他的应许一定会成就的，你知道吗？
Because his promise will definitely be brought to pass.
为什么我的神那样有把握呢？
Why is God so sure of this?
哎呀，今天我们看看我们自己，我们实在是很灰心，我们一点没有把握。
Today, as we look at ourselves, we are so discouraged. We have no assurance at all.
弟兄姊妹，不要看你自己。
But brothers and sisters, do not look at
yourself. 你也不要看别的基督徒。
Don't even look at other Christians.
我们抓住神的应许。
We should hold on tight to God's promises.
纵然我们失信，他还是可信的。
Even though we are faithless, He is faithful.
弟兄姊妹，记得彼得前书第一章，彼得怎么讲
？Beloved, do you recall in 1 Peter chapter 1, what does Peter say?
他说，我们虽然没有看见过他，但是我们信他。
We do not have not seen him, but by believing in him.
虽然不得看见，但是因信有出不出满有荣光的那个大喜乐。什么是我们满有荣光的大喜乐呢？
Now, not seeing him, but because of the fact that we love him, so we are filled with this joy inexpressible and full of glory. What is this?
因为彼得知道。
Because Peter knows.
他说我们要得着因信心。这个果效就是我们信心要达到一个目标，达到一个目的的。
Because he knows that the faith we have will lead us to a goal that we will see the fruit, the end of it.
这个 goal 是什么呢？
Now what is this goal?
他底下就说了。
And then he
就是我们魂的那一个救恩。
And that is the salvation of your soul.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
希伯来书第十章作者他也有这么一段话。
Hebrews chapter 10, the author also says.
他说你们不要丢弃那勇敢的心，得到诚挚心的必得到大赏赐。所以你们要忍耐，行完了你们的路，你们行完了神的旨意，你们就必得着那应许的。
Do not cast away this confidence which has a great reward. You have to have the need of endurance. After you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就要来了。一人不因信得生，我们不是退后路成人的那一等人，我们是因着信以至于我们的魂要得救的这一般人。
For yet just a while, the one who is coming will come, will not tarry. The righteous have to live by faith. And if he who draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition. But we are of those who by faith in him have the salvation of our soul.
感谢主，
we thank our Lord.
靠着信心，凭着圣灵，我们等候所盼望的那个意义。
By faith, by the Holy Spirit, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
为什么这是彼得的经历，你知道吗？
Why? Do you know this is the exact experience of
Peter? 为什么彼得能够这么肯定说我们因着信要达到这个目的呢？
Why is Peter could be so confident that by faith we will reach this goal?
因为彼得写彼得书信的时候，他已经到了临终的时候，要见主面的时候了。
When Peter wrote the epistles of Peter, that he was at the end of his time, he was about to see the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，在彼得身上你看见了没有？
Brother and sister, do you see the Peter?
为什么他写彼得前书，他一开始怎么讲的？
What did he say when he first wrote first?
他说耶稣基督的使徒西门彼得写信给分散的那些人，对不对？寄居的那些人。
He says the apostle of Jesus Christ, to all the pilgrims scattered abroad.
他讲到我是耶稣基督的使徒。
He said, I am the apostle of Jesus Christ.
彼得，西门彼得。
Simon Peter.
没有西门嘛？有没有西门？好像没有西门这个字啊。
Peter. Peter.
很简单，我是耶稣基督的使徒，我是彼得。
Very simple.
我写信给这些分散的人。
I'm simply being the apostle of Jesus Christ, so I'm writing to the pilgrims of the dispersed.
但是你看彼得后书就不一样。
However, as you read in 2 Peter,
他为什么一开始就不一样？
Why is in the very beginning?
他说做耶稣基督的奴仆和使徒西门彼得写信给那应神的意和主耶稣的意与我们同的一样信心宝贝信心的人。
Now in 2 Peter, he said it differently. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ to those who have obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of God and Savior of our Jesus Christ.
这里他讲到我是主的奴仆。
Here, Peter says, I am the bondservant
在这里说,
of God.
我是西门。你们不要忘记我本来是西门现在成了彼得。
And he reminded them, don't you forget that, I am Simon first, and now I've become Peter.
哎呀，他经过了蛮长的一段时间。
Because he has gone through this long period of time.
经过主的对付, 经过主的破碎。
Through the breaking up and dealing with from the Lord.
经过主的那个撤回。
Through the Lord's destruction.
这样一个天然的彼得，又高又大，又粗又骄傲又自信的一个彼得，累累跌倒失败，软弱，这个摇摆不定的那一个西门，现在变成了彼得。
This Simon, who was rough, who was lofty, but after being dealt with by God, now he has become Peter.
神的应许在彼得身上没有落空。
So God's promise has never taken no
effect. 所以彼得写这封书信，他也有十分的把握，神已经应许我们把那个极大有宝贝应许给了我们。
So as Peter writes this epistle, he has this great assurance that God has given to us that exceedingly great and precious promise.
我们刚刚念的以赛亚书第六十二章。
Isaiah we just read 62.
耶和华说，为着锡安我不静默，为着耶路撒冷我也不息身，只等到万国只等到他的公义如光辉发出，他的救恩如明灯照亮。
Isaiah 62.As we read that, for the sake of Zion, I will not hold my peace. For the sake of Jerusalem, I will not keep silent. Until her righteousness goes forth as brightness, until his glory has been seen by all the Gentiles.
所有的列国，所有的列王都能看见你的公义，看见你的荣耀。
All the Gentiles, all the nations will see your glory, see your glory.Righteousness.
底下一句非常宝贝的话。
And there is one thing that's extremely vital here.
他这么讲的。
Then how does he say?
他必给你们起一个新的名字，这是耶和华亲口起的。
That you shall be called by a new name which the mouth of the Lord has named.
他要给我们一个新的名字。
He shall give us a new name.
这个新的名字一定是实现的名字，名副其实的那个名字。
And this new name will be just in accordance with the reality. Will definitely be brought to pass.
弟兄姊妹， 我想今天有很多人起名啊，这个父母生了一个孩子，我想每一个孩子父母都会给他起个名字。
Brothers and sisters, once a child is born, parents would just name the child.
这个名字就是父母对他一个极大的一个盼望，就是他能够像他父母所起的名字一样。
And this name usually is the great hope that the parents would have for the child, and hoping that the child will be just like his or her name.
我知道，我去西雅图讲道的时候，有一个给我翻译的这个青年人。
As I went to Seattle to preach, there was a young man who translated for me.
他的名字叫什么呢？
And what's his name?
他的名字叫圣神荣耀。
His name is called
圣荣耀，就是荣耀 glory。
Glory。
哎呀，父母给他取这样一个荣耀的名字，当然父母希望他将来能够得到个极大的荣耀，将来能够成为美国总统。
Of course, when his parents named his son like this, they hope that the great glory will come to him, maybe to become the president of the state.
或者像今天这个奥林匹克那个游泳的健将拿了八块这个 golden 这个 medal, 荣耀。
Like Michael Phelps, the greatest swimming champion who has received 8 medals.
这叫荣耀，对不对？
And this is called glory.
就是父母给他取个荣耀，就希望他将来能够得到这样一个荣耀。
And the parents named him Glory, hoping that he would be glorified.
在当时我看看他一点都不荣耀。
But as I look at him, he wasn't having any glory at all.
就比我稍微高一点就是了。
He was just a little bit taller than I.
年纪比我轻一点，英文比我讲得好一点。
He was younger than I and spoke better English than I.
他在Washington 这个大学还在念书。
And he was a student at University of Washington.
我的确是一个很追求的一个年轻的一个弟兄。
But indeed, he was a very good brother who really sought out the Lord.
哎呀，有人取名，我看见报纸说台湾有一个企业家名字叫什么？叫长寿。
I also was told that there is one entrepreneur in Taiwan, and his name is called Long Longevity.
这个当然，这个长寿，他希望他将来他的孩子能够活脱100岁，对不对
？Of course, the parents named himself, hoping that this child would live up to 100 years.
但不知道他，我不知道了，他到底最后几岁死的，我就不知道。
But I don't know, in the end, how old was he when he died?
我们教会里还有一个姊妹，名字叫秀梅。哎呀，这个名字真好。
And also a sister in my congregation, and her name is simply means charming.
秀美，又秀又美。
And charming and refined.
我看来看去，她也不怎么太秀，也不太美。
But as I look at her, she isn't that refined, isn't that beautiful.
不过还可以了，也不丑就是了，不难看就是了。
But she's okay. She's not ugly.
又证明你看，父母给她名字取这个名，不一定将来她一定能够像她的名字一样，对不对
？So you see, when parents name children, the children may not turn out as the names say.
感谢神。
But we thank God.
耶和华给我、给你、给每一个重生得救的儿女，都给他取了一个新的名字。
The Lord has named a new name to you, to me, to every child of Him who has been born again.
这位弟兄，这位弟兄是姓什么
？Jason.
坚信。
Jason Huang.
黄弟兄。
Brother Huang.
黄弟兄。王弟兄，神主给你起的什么名字啊？
Brother Wong, do you know what kind of name the Lord has given you?
他每一个人都给我们取个姓名了。
For each one of us, we have been named a new name.
知道吧？
Do you know?
什么？杰森是你父母给你取的名字。
Jason is the name your parents gave you.
是的，你生下来，父母就给你取了个名了。你重生，我们的父，天上的父也给你取个名了。
When you were born, you were called Jason. But when you were born again, our Heavenly Father has given you a new name.
不知道哈。
那、
你们这个这位父母，主给你一个什么新的名呢？你知道你现在信主了有多少年？我不知道，可能很多年了。你知道你有一个新的名吗？每一个人都有一个新的名，你们都不知道。
Elderly sister,、do you know?
天上什么名啊？基督的名是吧
？The name of Jesus Christ。
那个回答也很好，但是都不是这个意思了。
But no, not exactly so.
感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
我们都有一个新的名。
We all have a new name.
都是一样的一个名。
We all have the same name.
你们记得约翰福音第一章
？Do you remember John chapter 1.
当安德烈带他的哥哥西门约拿的儿子西门到主耶稣的跟前。
When
主耶稣看到看着西门，主耶稣怎么讲？
When Andrew brought his brother Simon Peter before the Lord, when the Lord looked at Simon, what did the Lord say?
他说约拿的儿子西门。
The son of Jonah, Simon.
你以后要称呼为什么？
You will be called.
靠什么？靠什么？基法。
Cephas.
基法翻译出来什么？
Which is translated as.
Peter.
Peter.
三年以后，在该撒利亚腓立比境内。主耶稣又对他讲了。
And 3 years later,
我又告诉你。
In Caesarea Philippi, the Lord Jesus said to him, "I will tell you."
你是彼得。
You are Peter.
彼得翻译出来什么？石头。
Which is translated as stone.
我要把教会建造在这个磐石上面。
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了，我们每一个神道人，我们都有一个名字，
so、
就是 stone，
you,
就是石头。
Brothers and sisters, each one of us has this new name, a stone.
我们都是石头，你知道吗？
We're all stones, do you know that?
我们这些石头还要长大，还要成熟。
This stone will grow up, will mature.
正像彼得一样的。
Just like Peter.
到了三十年以后，他写彼得前书的时候，他说：“我们来到主的跟前，我们都像什么？都像活的石头 ，living stone.”
And 30 years later, when he wrote this first epistle of Peter, he wrote this, "We as living stones come to the Lord Jesus Christ."
我们来到主的面前，都像一块活的石头一样的，建造成为灵宫啊。
Come to the Lord Jesus Christ as a living stone, being built up as a spiritual house.
不但如此，他还要长大，还要成熟。到了有一天，他要成为新耶路撒冷那个城墙的那个根基的那一个宝石。
Not only so, we will grow, we will become mature until the day we will become the foundation, the precious stone at the New Jerusalem.
我们要成为石头变成活石，我们要成为一块 precious stone, 一块宝石来建造新耶路撒冷城。
We will become the stone, the living stone, the precious stone to build the city of New Jerusalem.
我们感谢神，这是神给我们起的名，有一天都要成就。
We thank the Lord that this is a new name He has given us and which will be brought to pass someday.
我们感谢主，经过了一段漫长的岁月。
We thank our Lord that after going through a long protracted time,
这个宝石是经过高热、高温、高压，然后成功的。
This precious has come to the final product through this high pressure, high temperature.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天都是石头，我们不能建造。这是为什么今天我们还不能把教会建造起来？
Brothers and sisters, although we are all stones today, but we still cannot build the New Jerusalem yet.
弟兄姊妹，我们石头外面有太多的灰尘，有太多的泥巴，有太多的杂质，有太多的尘渣。这些东西叫我们石头和石头碰在一起，没有办法建造今天的教会。这是今天教会的光景。
Because there is so much mud, dust, lawyer.Around the stone. So when we come together, we bump into each other, and that causes not being able to build the church.
我们的魂还没有受到对付。
Because our soul hasn't been dealt with
yet. 我们的魂还没有被基督的那一个生命，神的生命性情占据霸占。
Our soul hasn't been totally occupied by the divine nature of God, by His image.
我们称义就到此为止了。
So we are justified and that's it.
我们不愿意被十字架，不愿意舍己，不愿意上受我们的魂的生命来跟随主。你想想基督的生命怎么从灵里面能够扩展到我们魂的里面。
We do not want to take up the cross to deny ourselves to follow the Lord. How do you think the Lord's life could be extended from our spirit into our life?
我们还是活在自己的那个生命的里面。
Because we're still living in our soulless life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神，
Beloved,
神的应许不会落空。
We thank our Lord that His promises will never fail.
你看看马太福音第十三章那个天国奥秘的那个比喻。
Now, if you read Matthew chapter 13, the parables of the kingdom heaven.
主耶稣说，天国的比喻好像什么？好像一个宝贝藏在天里面， 当一个人发现这个宝贝的时候，他就变卖所有的一切，欢欢喜喜的变卖一切，买这块地，因为这个地里有一个宝贝。还有天国的奥秘，又像一个买珍珠的，他也去寻找一颗价值很高的珍珠。当他找到了以后，他也是变卖所有的一切，买这颗珍珠。
The parable says the kingdom of heaven is just like a treasure hidden in the field. When a person found it, overjoyed, he sold out all he had. He bought the field. And also the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant who is searching for good pearls. And one day he found this pearl of a great cost. He would sell all he has. And then he bought it.
弟兄姊妹，这个比喻当然有两种。这个解释了两种说法，我想都对我们有帮助的。
Brothers and sisters, of course, there are two explanations to this parable, and they're both very helpful to us.
有人说这个宝贝，这个珍珠就是主耶稣基督的自己，他是最宝贝的，最珍贵的。当人发现，尤其是看见他是神的儿子，他就愿意撇下一切来跟随主。
Some people say this treasure, this pearl, is the Lord Jesus Christ. When people see that he's the son of God, he's the most precious one, they would cast away everything they have. They simply follow the Lord.
欢欢喜喜的变卖一切跟随主。
Overjoy, they simply sell everything they have.
但是也有解释说，这个宝贝就是教会。
Other explanation would say this treasure is the church.
这个宝贝就是我们。神的教会。
And this treasure is the church of God.
在神的眼光没有时间的，没有过去、现在、没有将来的。
In the sight of God, there is no such a thing as time in the past or in the future.
在神看来，我们已经成了宝贝。
To God,
成为珍珠。
We are simply the treasure, the pearl, the costly pearl.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
他会的改变我们。
He will transform us.
他会变化我们。
He will change us.
因为他的智慧是无限的，他的能力是无限的，他的怜悯是无限的，他的忍耐是无限的，他的恩典是无限的，所以他能够做工在我们身上。有一天我们会变成那个宝贝。
Because his power, his wisdom, his mercy, his loving kindness, is simply infinite. He will continue to work in us, and one day we will all turn out to be his treasure.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的拣选常常会错的。
Brother and sister, today our choice often will be wrong.
常常会懊悔的。
Often we regret.
为什么？因为我们没有智慧，也没有能力。
Why? Because we do not have the power, we do not have the wisdom.
我不知道过去，不知道现在，不知道将来。
We do not know about the past, the present, the future.
许多的事情过后以后，我们非常的懊悔。
Many things happened, and after that, we just regret so much.
哎呀，今天有多少的婚姻，你就看到的结果。
So many marriages today, as you look at the condition of that.
我相信这个男的说，我早知道你是这样，我就不娶你了。
I believe the husband would say, oh, had I known you were like this, I would definitely not have married you.
但是女的也会讲，若是我早知道你是这个样，我就不嫁给你了。
And the woman would reply in like manner, had I known you this way.
就是我眼睛瞎掉了，我太笨了。
It's all because I'm so blind, I'm so stupid.
哎呀，当时做朋友的时候，你讲起话来像鸟在那里唱歌一样的，哎呀，真好听。
When we are courting, your voice is just like the birds chirping. Oh, so it's music to my ears.
哎呀，男的就像这温柔的一个绵羊一样的，哎呀，八顺八依的那样体贴啊。
And the husband is just like a gentle lamb, would do whatever the lady wants to do.
都是把那个最好的一面给你看的。
You always put out your best foot before.
最好听的声音给你听的。
And you will also say the most pleasant words.
最好的脸色给你看的。
The best facial complexion.
哎呀，等到结婚以后就不是这个样了。
But after you're married, it's
not
like
so. 哎呀，眼睛都闭露了。
And your real self.
你再听不见鸟儿唱歌的声音了。
No longer will you hear the birds chirping.
哎呀，讲起话来，窗都要关起来，不然隔壁邻舍都要听见的。
When you talk to each other, you have to shut up all the windows, otherwise your neighbors will hear that.
哎呀，都像吼叫的狮子一样，老虎。
You're all like the roaring tigers, lion.
哎呀，太笨了，我拣选错了。
Oh, how stupid am I?
哎呀，我也没有能力去改变他，你有能力去改变他吗？
But I don't have the power to change you, do I?
你也没有能力改变自己啊。
Nor do you have the power to change yourself.
感谢神。
But thank God.
我们都是这样的。
We're all like this.
按照我们的本相都是这样的。
According to our being, we're like this.
哎呀，我们都是一块臭肉，一块烂肉，都是生蛆的一块肉啊。
We're all like a rotten, a stinking meat full of maggots.
是那样的丑陋的一个人。
Ugly man.
我们的己有何等的丑陋？
How ugly ourselves is, do you know?
我们今天还是那样的保重，那样的看重，还那样的珍贵啊。
But we today we still so treasured.
你是一块臭肉，你不知道。
You are a stinking.
最近还有一本很流行的。一本书叫 Spiritual Self-Esteem
Spiritual Self-Esteem A very popular book nowadays
哎呀买的人很多很多
Many people have purchased it
你看看人就是这样他就是还要讲 spiritual 还要属灵的自我尊敬
You see that the book is entitled Spiritual Self-Esteem
你既然已经自己尊重自己看重自己你还有什么 spiritual 的
If you esteem yourself, how spiritual are you?
这就是今天人的可怜，没有看见自己的本相。
This is today man's misery.
但是神早就看见你的过去、现在、将来，他清清楚楚的。
But God has seen it all: your past, your present, and your future.
一块臭肉，一块烂肉，在世界上最叮咣的这个厨师，他也做不好一道这个又香又美的菜来，对不对
？You're just a rotten, stinking meat. Even the best cook in the world could not turn you out into a delicious meal.
感谢神
，Thank God.
他的智慧
，His wisdom.
他的能力
，His power.
他一步一步的改变我们
，Step by step, He's transforming us.
变成主的形象，荣上加荣，就像主本领变成的。
To become the image of a Christ from glory to glory, just as being transformed by the Spirit of the Lord. So I've given you this exceedingly great and precious promise. So that having escaped from the corruption in the world through the lust, you will become the partakers of His divine nature. One day this entrance will be abundantly supplied to you into the everlasting kingdom of our God, our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls us is faithful will do it. Your head bow, please, let's pray.
父啊，我们敬拜你，我们感谢你，我们称颂你的名，永远称颂你的名。
Father, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you, We will praise you forever, your name.
我们要在圣者的会中，我们要来称颂你。
In the assembly of the saints, we will sing your praise.
今世来世直到永世，我们要敬拜你。
In the present time, in the age to come, in eternity, we will worship you.
主啊，像我们这样一个败坏的种族类。
A depraved, corrupt generation like we.
火乎的材料
The very materials of the lake of fire and brimstone.
可怒之子，悖逆之子
The son of your wrath of disobedience.
当毁坏的器皿
The vessels to be destroyed.
但是你就这样拣选了我们
Oh, but you have chosen us.
你就召我们到了这个地步
You have called us to this.
叫我们能够得到主耶稣基督的那个荣光
That we could receive the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ.
主啊，十字架在迷惘人身上看来这是愚拙。
O Lord, the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing.
但是在我们得救的人看来，这是神的智慧，神的能力。
But to us who are being saved, it is the wisdom, the power of God.
因着你的十字架，我们因信称义。
Because of your cross, we are justified by faith.
因着你的十字架，我们要成圣，我们要成义。
Because of your cross, we will be sanctified.
因着你的十字架，我们要得着荣耀。
And because of your cross, we will be glorified.
十字架，十字架，永远是我们的夸胜。
The cross forever is our glory.
愿你的儿女们都愿意舍己，都愿意背十字架来跟随我们的主。
Oh, may all your children will desire to deny themselves, to take up the cross.
求你来对付我们。的整个人
and also deal with our whole
我们的肉体我们的天然
all our nature our flesh
我们的魂的生命
our soul life
我们在教会中的侍奉在教会中的生活
the living the service among the church
我们愿意我们在你审判的路上我们来等候你
Oh Lord, we wait on you in the path of your judgment
主带领我们走这条永生的道路
Oh Lord, lead us to walk in this everlasting life
主啊来拆毁我们
demolish all of us,
chasing
us,
主啊，来破碎我们
break us off.
让主在我们身上一天天的加增，我们一天天减少。
So that the Lord yourself will increase daily and we will decrease.
让你天天在我们身上丰盛，让我们一天天的衰微。
Daily you will become more abundant and daily we will fade away.
破碎我们这个器皿。
Break up us as your vessels.
让你的能力宝贝在我们身中那个彰显出来。
So that your power, your treasure will be magnified in us.
让你这些话存留在你儿女的心中。
Will your words dwell in your children's heart?
给我们感动。
Give us the Holy Spirit's talking.
不让这些话突然返回。
So that these words will not return void.
恩待我们。
Be gracious to us.
赐福给我们。
Bless us all.
怜悯我们。
And have mercy on us.
常用你怜来光照我们。
Oh, shine upon us with the face with your countenance.
感谢主，我们都是有指望的一般人。
Oh, we thank the Lord that we are all people of hope.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们一生都依靠你。
Our life, we will lean on you.
唯有你是我们的磐石，是我们的力量，是我们的盾牌。
Only you are our rock, our strength, our shield.
靠着你，我们就得帮助。
By you, we will be helped.
因此，我们的心欢乐，我们要唱诗歌颂你的名。
Therefore, we rejoice; our spirit is glad. We will sing songs to praise you.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
听孩子的祷告，是耶稣基督的名。
Hear your child's prayer in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
We thank our Lord for His